Are we on, Seth? This is Winfrey, and welcome to our Monday night conference call. I always forget the word, where we are on a conference line, and we're on the air over BBS. And thank you for being with us. And this is a co-creative effort. It started out as an experiment that we've been doing now for quite some time, and it's working. And it has to do with creating a community of consciousness or a oneness between a bunch of Earth people and a bunch of celestial beings, and it happens right here on this call. And those of you that are tuned in, some of you are going to feel it and be part of it and sense the energy. So thank you for being here. And I'm doing this with my close partner, associate, cosmic, what should I call you, Terry?
Track buddy?
Cosmic track buddy. Somebody that I've probably known other lifetimes, but we don't know. Actually, with Terry, I don't know specifically what we've done in other lifetimes, although she has some of her opinions about it. And Terry is what's commonly known as a channel, or, you know, I don't know if that's the best word. She's a intermediary between other realms and this realm. And in my own way, I'm kind of an intermediary, except I don't get voices talking to me. I get energies, and I can feel the energies, and she's good at translating the voices. So as we go through this call today, there's going to be an interaction between Terry and myself where we're going to bring through some messages, and we're going to hold some energies. And the real goal here is to help you who are listening open up your fields, your space, so that you can tune your antenna to these higher dimensions. And I say that we, for the time we've been doing this, many people have learned how to do it. And the first step is getting out of your mind, getting out of your thinking, and be neutral. Get into a very neutral space, and you'll be able to feel the energies, some of you. And some of you may not feel it the first time, and you may feel it after that. Now, I should start my tape recorder.
Please enter your subscriber PIN, followed by the pound sign. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
Okay. So we are being recorded.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Is there anyone that's checked into the conference line that'd like to say their name and their city?
This is Temperance from Beverly, Massachusetts.
Temperance. Now, you know what? Temperance, you have been checking in for a couple of months. You know how I introduced this call where I said that there were energies on the call that people could pick up on and tune into?
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Oh, yes. It's almost like a, my room gets feeling like there's more pressure in it. And when Terry starts channeling, my room gets bright.
Mm-hmm. You know, but you came in to these calls, and you're kind of a sensitive person. So some people won't feel that right away, but you've been open up to energies yourself for a long time. It's just that it's fairly unusual to be able to bring these energies in to a bunch of strangers. I call you strangers, but you know what? You're not really strangers. You're on one level. In fact, the topic that I announced today was how do we deal with oneness versus the feeling of separateness? How does that work? And so on the level of oneness, we know each other. But how does that work? How can we turn that into a viable experience and not just a mental construct or thought? That's the goal here. Anyone else on the line that would like to say hello and say their name and their city?
Hey, Wen, Mark in Des Moines.
Hi, Mark. How about you, Mark? Have you noticed any energy when you come onto these calls?
Yeah, I actually, I feel very calm. I feel a lot of calmness when I'm on these calls. So I really like jumping on, listening to you guys, and Terry channeling as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anybody else on the call want to say hello, their name and their city? Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay. And Terry, you're still there, right?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I do. Do you like being, you know, we're doing something different today. Usually Terry's on the call and she calls in just like you guys. And today she's on through BBS. And so we might have a better connection. And maybe when I mute people, she's permanently unmuted. So as long as she doesn't make any funny noises, we're in good shape. Okay? All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to mute the conference line. Thank you guys for speaking up and saying hello.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
So I really had a long email from someone, and I hope they'll listen to this call, because the question was a really good question, which was, if everything is one, if we're all brothers, if we're all part of each other, why is this realm screwed up? Why is it so many people don't relate to each other or perceive that? And that is a good question, and it's one that I happen to know the answer to, and I actually studied the, you know, when I was younger, I used to have this experience of oneness, but I didn't know really how to define it in my mind. And so when I explain this, I'll explain it. And you know what? Before I explain it, we've been doing something on these calls where we started out with a little meditation of pulling in the energies. And people have really been telling me they're getting that. And this is, you know, instead of just starting to talk to your mind and your intellect and then bring in the energies second, let's bring the energies in first and then have this conversation. And at that point, you'll be more into an experience, some of you, of oneness, of connection. So what we do is, first of all, we're coming from being separate. Each of us in this realm has a level of, we could call it contraction. And we each have energies that are attached to us, attached to our body, connected to our body, that we can't see. Now, if you don't know this, just go along and think maybe it's true. We have energies that are connected to our body that go through other dimensions. And in fact, potentially, these energies can get very, very, very high into the matrix. The thing about these energies is they also move into areas where there's other beings in other dimensions. And some of them are positive and some of them are negative. So when you start moving your energies into these higher realms, you need some level of discernment so that you can understand the difference between a positive and a negative energy that may try to connect to you. And what we do on this line is we connect all of our energies together, all of us on this line. And we do it in a protected space. And the energies in other dimensions respond to your intention, to my intention. So those of you that would like to participate, you can join me in this intention right now to have our energies connect. And I suggest that you shut your eyes and you relax. Turn off the TV and radio if it's in the background. If there's anyone in the background, any other person that's not intently listening to this call, you might walk into another room where no one is. Because if you want to tune into these energies, you need to have a space of quiet around you. Otherwise, the other energies will prevail and you will be able to feel it. So when we create a group energy amongst us, if you shut your eyes, you can feel something going on. Some of you will feel, the most common indication is a kind of light energy around your temple, your third eye, and the top of your head. It's like you can see light. It's not like light in the physical, but there's a sensation there. And if you're feeling that, you're making the connection. And just imagine that the energies that are leaving your body are connecting with everyone else who's listening on this call. And when we create a group energy like this, what happens is, to a certain degree, we start to heal each other, because where we have distortions and where we have problems or issues or hang-ups or hurts or pain, when we create a group energy, it means that we're tying our energies together. So where I have those things, you don't. And where you have them, I don't. So in the conglomerate energy, we start to move into each other's matrices, and there's an automatic effect of healing. And then when we have this group energy, we can invite these two group souls that I have become associated with, which identify themselves by the names, the Ra group and the Elohim group. And let me say that what we're doing here is something that I have learned over time. I didn't know it would work this way. It started out with just getting messages, and Terry would be talking to me, and it would be their words coming through Terry's mouth. And I was quite skeptical at first. It took me quite some time to assimilate that this was an intelligence from another dimension. And I learned over time that they were not just the voice speaking through Terry, but they were an energy that could beam into this realm. And there's a huge conglomerate, a huge group that works together. And they can beam into this realm no matter where someone is. So no matter where you are right now, if you are not afraid, especially if you study my material and you trust it, because this is one of those things that it may not be wise to open yourself up to. You've checked me out and are sure that you trust the energies that are connected to the work I'm doing. But let's say you trust it and you come to that point, they can join with you, they can join with our group energy, and they can come and help heal you through this energy link. So for those that are open, we're just going to take this energy we're creating and consciously move it through our bodies and let it find all those areas of tightness, of hurt, of disease, and let this energy start in your head, down through your neck, through your heart. Let it just restructure those places. Let it love the areas of tightness. Some of you can feel it. Feel that rigidity, and it's just a gentle, loving energy surrounding it and helping to make it let go. So we're going through our heart area. We're letting go of hurt, judgment, fear. We're going through our stomach area. We're letting go of anything in that area. If you have indigestion, if you're not digesting your food, it's probably because of some rigidity, some tightness, clenching in your stomach and your colon area. So let that energy surround it and let it go. Let it into your sexual area, your root chakra, and like your head area, your crown chakra is the gateway to the celestial realms. And your root chakra is the gateway into the earth realm, into the planet. And so we're just tying it all together and turning it into a oneness right now. So there's no separation. You're connected to the earth, you're connected to the cosmos, you're connected to the celestial realms. And we're connected to each other, and we're connected to these group souls. And if I stop talking, and you just feel, many of you will feel the energy. You'll feel some kind of shift. Some of you will see it. So I'll take a moment and just let those energies work on you and with you. So now we are actually moving into an experience of oneness, energetically. Even though you're in a separate body, and we don't even know each other physically, we can still move into that space. And I get emails all the time from people that I'm always surprised when I get them that have actually moved into this space with me when I do this call. And this call then is kind of a reference point. In fact, all the work we're doing is a reference point. It's a reference point for this energy because it is available anytime, anywhere, but most people don't know how to tap into it because they have been programmed or programmed themselves to have their energy contracted. And when your energy is contracted, you do feel separate. You do feel alone. And it's easy to feel scared, like no one understands. So how did we come here to have contracted energies? Was that what God really wanted? Or the creative forces? Was there something positive outcome to live an existence where you feel separated from everything and you feel alone and you are afraid of dying? How did this realm get started? Because that's kind of the question that someone asked me, emailed me. Actually, there was a whole bunch of information about that in the book, Questions and Answers with the Elohim. And they explain themselves as the energy that actually created this realm. Now, I always tell people, because a voice says something doesn't mean it's true. I happen to believe it's true because I've had numerous conversations with them, and I've watched the consistency of their point of view. I've noticed the energies that happen in these conversations. And I paid very close attention to their answers to my questions because they were explaining things that were so sophisticated with an understanding of how things work and many things that I never even thought of before that yet made total sense. So over a period of time, and plus they were doing miracles for people. You see, when we let those energies move through our body, that's actually them. That's partially them. I don't know if it's all them, but we can ask that question because I don't think I've asked that directly. I've assumed it was them because they can project that energy through your body and that they can help balance or heal something in your body when that energy is present. And they can help heal old emotional hurts, all kinds of stuff. But we have to ask them, and the spirit of healing comes in its best moment when we realize that we and them are one. Since the whole universe is one, we can certainly be one with these higher positive forces. So, in a sense, healing occurs because the higher aspect of ourself is helping to heal the lower aspect.
Entry chimes are off. Exit chimes are off.
Okay, that just turned off. You heard that little beep. That just turns off people coming in and leaving. So when we're in this realm and we're feeling alienated and isolated, it's not easy to have that kind of miracle. We have to connect with the energy of the higher part of ourselves, which is us. We're them and they're us. So one of the purposes of the work I'm doing is to help bridge the energies so that you can experience their energy in this space. Now, I don't think you exactly have to understand all the details, but you do have to come to the conclusion that it's positive, because it is possible to let negative energies through the same channel. In fact, one of the things I've learned in all the studying I've done and the channelings I've done and studying the David Wilcock and the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce is that one of the reasons the evolution of this planet has been so difficult is because in between us and these higher realms, there are negative groups. And those negative groups siphon our energies and use them for their own gratification. So when you expand your energies, you also potentially expand into the fields of these negative groups. And so often, historically, when there was a connection between the Elohim group and the Ra group, and a group down here, and say a church got started or something, then very shortly thereafter, someone or people would reach into this matrix and say, please talk to me, talk to me. And instead of talking to the higher groups, they were talking to a negative group that masquerades as a higher group. And then everything that was designed to happen that was positive goes negative. And I said this many times. You would take a Jesus who I believe was communicating to these groups, and you take shortly thereafter holy wars. You take people that get killed, shot, tortured. It's all because of much because of negative interactions from other realms into this realm. And if you're interested in knowing more about that, I have a 4-hour workshop called The Egyptian Connection. And if you go to messageaday.net and go to The Egyptian Connection and listen to that workshop, you'll have a really comprehensive understanding of what we're talking about and how it got started and connected even with Egypt. So today, we ask the question, if we're all one, why is it that mankind has been so screwed up? Well, that's one of the reasons, just there, that the goal of the higher forces, the group souls, and this is my saying what I think their goal is, and since they're on the line, they can correct me, but their goal is to create a link so that we can experience and internalize this vibration from the higher realms. Because when we do that, our presence on this planet helps to change the vibration of everything around us. It is not about believing in something. It is not about a doctrine. And so often, when this happens on the planet, and someone does this or a group does this, and they start holding this higher energy, and people can feel it, as it gets a generation down the road, or even closer, people start bringing in the negative, and what started out as an experience of light energy upliftment becomes a belief system that goes into the mind that causes people to spend money and donate money to a church or whatever. And over a long enough period of time, the energy gets lost. And no one is experiencing the vibration anymore. They're just experiencing a belief, like I'm of this religion, and God talks to us through this religion, and I'm in that religion, and my religion is better than your religion. And so, in fact, the God talking to me said, you don't even deserve to exist. And so what happens is you have holy wars, or you have tortures, and, you know, you have the chosen people syndrome. And before you know it, what started out beautifully ends up terribly. And this is the history not only of our realm, not only of Earth, not only of recorded history of mankind, but even before recorded history, there were civilizations here like Atlantis, like Lemuria, and then there were civilizations on other planets and other star systems. And the way they've explained it, the word the Elohim uses is gross repeating cycles, that it is so hard to get this energy into this realm. And when we do this on this call, I would suggest to realize how precious an experience it is that you're here and you're connecting with it, because it is not something that is easily findable on this planet. And I know that oftentimes when we get exposed to something that's special, it's easy to miss it because it doesn't have the bells and whistles. It doesn't have the accoutrements. It doesn't have the really fancy website. It doesn't have the introductory music. It doesn't have everyone talking about it and recognizing it. I remember when I was a kid and I lived in Philadelphia, I used to go to New York, and I was kind of like really intrigued with music, and I used to go to some of the clubs in Greenwich Village. And I went to this one club called Cafe Wa, and there was this guitar player there, and he was awesome. I mean, I didn't understand being out of my body. I didn't use those words, but when I go back and recreate that experience, I realize that guitar player sent me out of my body, or he sent me into a really expanded space maybe some of you have been in, around music and have felt that energy. And I remember thinking, because the place was like a basement, it was a basement place, and it was funky, and there were like maybe 20 people in the room, and I'm watching this guitar player, and in my mind, I said, geez, you sure have to be good to be a regular guitar player these days. It seemed like he was a regular guitar player, and that all guitar players must be that good, since this was such a an incidental encounter with such a great musician. And it was about 2 or 3 years later that I looked at a record album and I said, oh my God, that was the guitar player I saw in Cafe Wa. And guess who it was? Jimi Hendrix. And it was just amazing. And you know, it's easy to notice greatness when everyone else does. It's easy to notice something phenomenal when everyone notices it. But when you discover something and not everyone notices it, your mind says, God, you have to be really interesting to have a talk show on BBS. Now, in our circumstance here, I'm not in any way saying I am great. I am saying that having an interaction, learning to have an interaction with these group souls and being able to hold the energy so that they can make connection with you is a very rare thing. And that I'm pointing it out because for some of you, if you keep paying attention to this, you will learn how to make these energies a regular part of your life, and you will start living in what I call an expanded consciousness. You will start the process of uncontracting yourself. You know, I said we're all contracted. We're contracted because all of our lives, all we fed in was contracted information. Newspapers, TVs, belief patterns that you have to go to church, belief patterns that you need to make a lot of money or you need to be a doctor. You know, all these things. And you're walking around on the earth and your goal is to fulfill all these goals that have been programmed into you, and most people don't have the goal of, I want to connect to God, or I want to connect with the higher realms. I want to feel that connection. I want to make that real. I want to own it. I want to uplift this realm. And so if you're listening to this and that resonates, that may be something that you are meant to adopt that desire to have this larger connection. Because when you start doing that, and when you start becoming comfortable in the holding of the energy of this bigger connection, guess what? You can have the lesser things. They're no big deal. People start cooperating with you. People want to connect with you. And all you have to do is hold your integrity, so you don't budge off your real purpose, because they will tempt you to do that. They will tempt you to get off your purpose and connect with them at a lower level. You know, you could look at Mariah Carey or even Michael Jackson, who both are very talented. And Michael Jackson more so than Mariah Carey, I believe, but both talented. And both of them, in particularly Mariah Carey, got hooked into being the outlet for other people's desires to make lots of money. And so instead of dealing with her as a beautiful, loving, heartfelt human being, she became other people's money-making machine. And She burned herself out, going on the road. Everything became about money. And people who are that talented, usually, way deep down, their greatest joy is sharing their talent and seeing the audience get uplifted and know that that's coming through them. If they think it is them, then it will be an ego trip. Just as it would be an ego trip if I was sitting here saying, I am sending this loving energy to you all and it's me. It isn't me. I'm just being a liaison. It's them. And I'm an important part of the process because somebody down here has to make it real. But once it's real, they just come in and do it. Just like Mariah Carey could touch an audience and open them up. But then when they get open, spirit comes in. I think Michael Jackson knew that more than Mariah Carey, but I may be wrong. But I think Michael Jackson was very aware that he was an emissary of higher energies. And that is not to do with anything about his personal life or any judgments we might have. When he performed music, he was still able to do that. And so that's why this realm is screwed up, because there's not enough people doing that. And everyone is in a state of contraction. And it takes a momentum of moving this energy, getting lots of people to feel this energy, and not only feel it, but integrate it. And if they do, the realm uplifts. I've gone into smaller groups. I've gone into like little meditation things or Yogananda's ashram in San Diego. And when you get a group of people dedicated to keeping the energy up, guess what? The energy stays up within the context of that physical environment. But when you go out of that environment, it starts to dissipate, doesn't hold. That's why people come together and create nunneries, spiritual groups, whatever, because it's easier to hold the energy higher when a group of people are holding the same energy. And of course, as we've done this conference call, it's been a learning experience because when we started it, I would say I had no idea that this would work this way. I always said it was an experiment. Now, I'm not saying it's an experiment now because I've seen over a period of time the consistency and the regularity of the way the energy comes in and the responses from people. You know, at first, when I felt the energy, I said, I wonder if other people are feeling it. I think I can feel like they're feeling it, but I wasn't sure. And so I've got so many emails from people saying that they are feeling it, they are making the connection, and then people that are getting healings and amazing things happening. So I just said, you know what, I think I'm doing what I think I'm doing, and I'm so honored to have you who are listening today sharing in it, and you're coming in now after we've been doing this for a couple of years, and I built my confidence to say, okay, we're doing it. Now, on that note, I am going to, now we already have what I call the light here. We did it just because I had the intention to have it, but I have a little formal way of protecting the space. And Terry's on the line. You there, Terry?
Yeah.
And I'll call in the light, and we will let our source. And our source identifies itself as a conglomerate group oversoul that's connected with the evolution of the universe and our planet. We're going to have our source make some comments and maybe have some questions on this particular topic. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, we intend to create a blending of all our energies, and we invite our sources to join our blending. And if you're listening and this doesn't feel comfortable, just listen. Or you may end up being feeling the energy because you have an internal long-term connection, and even though your mind is saying, can this be real, the energies will come in and you'll feel comfortable with it. So we ask them to join with us, and Terry is able to be a voice for those energies that are joining with us right now. And so they love the opportunity to talk about this and connect, help cement their connection with this realm. So I turn it over to you, Terry.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We make connections with each person on this line. In some cases, we make a stronger connection than with others. In other cases, the individuals are getting to know our energies and being able to sense them. And sometimes it takes a while to get acquainted with our energies, as it did with Terry and Wynn. It took Terry a couple years before she could feel comfortable to bring through our energies, and still she has some questions, some time about what is coming through, if it's coming from her mind or if it's coming from our energies in our universe. We sometimes are pausing as she looks at the answer and wants to know more about it or how this can be so. We have a visitor on the line today, and we welcome him into these energies. He is exploring and getting to know Austin. We love him dearly. We don't mean to be mysterious, but that is all we will say about that at this time. We are connecting in more of a beam mode today to bring through the energies in a more denser receptacle today than normal, as Terry is moving through some past experiences which her space is a little more like honey or a little bit sticky. Our energies are more like dry snow, where the snow is the love light energy, and as she moves through this band of growth, her energies are more like sticky wet snow. We look at the various energies of earth, and rocks are very dense, and trees are peopled or inhabited by souls that are very advanced, and many of them are very caring, and all are open for growth. So when we bring to our energies, we not only bring them to the people and individuals and everyone here, you on the line, but we also bring them through to merge with the beings that inhabit other species, such as trees, and send them love light. This love light helps to heal them and to foster their growth. We also send love light to our visitor, and we heal him. Do you have questions?
Yes. You know, over the course of time, we have gotten much, much specific information about many, many things in the conversations I've had with both Terry and Daphne. And that information is available, and sometimes people are very curious about it, and it helps them to integrate that this can be real and be more open. And one way of getting that energy and integrating it at a deeper level is, I believe, reading my books, because they create the reality that you're real. And I know that a skeptical person might think, gosh, Terry's making this up. And believe me, I thought that for myself for many months, because the connection was so astounding. And what we're doing with this, maybe you can make a comment about the benefits somebody can get from reading the material.
Yes. The material, the writings, carry the vibration of the information and the source which has brought the information through, namely the Ra group and also the Elohim group, with which we are on and are represented by both groups. We wish to do another channeling at some point concerning the solar flare. We continue. If you would read the questions and answers with the Elohim, you may feel our vibration, which is very high love light vibration, coming through pages and the writings in the book to you. When you read the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, there are many channelings in there in part two, in which we, as the Ra group, bring through information. And this information is of a different frequency than the Elohim group. The Elohim group does not have the experience with the personality, with the earth experience, with the necessity for survival that the Ra group has, as the Ra group are graduates of the third dimension. Therefore, they can have wisdom and more experience in that area. It is for this reason that we, as the Ra group, as part of the Ra group, have combined with part of the Elohim group to bring through both groups to you, to have a wider variety of frequency within which you, we can operate in answering your question. Lynn, are you there?
I'm sorry, I'm here. I forgot to unmute. Each of us in our body in this realm has two challenges. One is to expand, to connect to the energies of the higher realms. And the other one is to have the wisdom of overcoming all our preconceptions about how things work, let go of our preconceptions, and open up to a new possibility. What I've learned is, if one is going to open up to these energies, one has to be very neutral, feel like a blank slate, be transparent, because the energies can't come in when you have all kinds of thoughts and ideas, and even other people's energies all in your field all the time. It's like there has to be a clear receptacle for the energies to come in. So I think that's why historically people would create meditation rooms. They create environments where they could get away from it all and then open up to the possibilities of these connections. I would say anyone that's listening and wants to reconnect when they're not on this line, I think those are ways to assist that. Do you have any comment? We only have about 2 minutes left. I thank you so much for being here. And do you have any comments on that?
Yes. Many masters have studied for years and lifetimes to achieve a clear mind and a clear state where they can connect to the higher sources. If one is having difficulty with mind chatter, do not feel discouraged. Do not judge yourself for this, as there are reasons for mind chatter, and to clear oneself is not always that easy, as many times the mind chatter is not of the same person as the mind can be separate and can interfere in cases, some cases, with the clearing and making the space available to bring through the higher dimensions. And be a clear pond that the energies can permeate and be so clear that one can sense the resonation of the frequencies and can thus interpret them. It is a good state to strive for, in that these connections will open doors for you. One of the doors that it can open is the door to the translation to the higher realms. After that, the translation from the physical to the heaven realm, where one can reestablish one's confidence in one's ability to relate to other people. As when one is in the in-between zone, they cannot often be heard by their fellow friends. But once they come across the divide into the heaven realm, they again can be heard and reestablish their confidence in their own self and their own abilities.
Thank you. We better say goodbye to our VBS audience right now. let's just say if you're listening and you're not familiar with my work, we're going to do another channeling on Wednesday, just on the phone line. If you send an email to wednesday@messageofday.net, you will get the phone number, wednesday@messageofday.net. And if you're not signed up to messageofday.net and want some background on what we're doing, please do so. So we say goodbye. Thank you for being here with us, and we look forward to another connection soon. And on that note, we will, Terry's probably going to disappear because this was the first week we did this. She came in through BBS rather than the conference line because I thought it would be better audio. And so, but we'll still stay with these energies and stay a couple of minutes or a minute and just hold them, anchor them, and remember them. And I would suggest when you hang up, don't jump and do something else. Hold the energy for a while, because the next thing you do, the next person you talk to, depending on your connection with that person, will rearrange your reality system, and most likely you'll lose this connection. So pay close attention to the things that reinforce your energies or the things that pull you into the lower realms. We'll just take a couple minutes of silence now.